Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, is on the air, in person, to get you to eat Wheaties. Now, here's just a word to all you fellows and girls who don't like the kind of cereal you have for breakfast. Maybe you're sort of tired of eating the same old thing day after day. Maybe you'd like to try something different, something delicious, something with a marvelous flavor that just knocks the spots off any other cereal you've ever tried. Now, if that's the case, why don't you ask your mother to let you have a big bowl of crackly, crunchy, golden brown Wheaties flakes tomorrow morning? Ask your mother to let you have a cereal you'll really like the taste of. Ask her for the big, husky cereal for wide-awake fellows and girls who not only start things, but who see them through. Your mother will be mighty glad to let you have Wheaties, too. For most any fellow's or girl's mother wants to see them eat a big bowl of a nourishing whole wheat cereal every morning. And your mother probably knows, too, that authorities now recognize that Wheaties supply the very same amount of heat-producing units you need to help keep your body warm these cold winter days as a cooked cereal does. So you can be sure she'll be glad to let you have all the Wheaties you want to eat this winter, if you ask her for them. Remind your mother to always look for the famous seal of acceptance of the Committee on Foods of the American Medical Association whenever she buys Wheaties. That seal means much to her. It tells her that Wheaties are a pure product, honestly advertised. And another thing, remind your mother that lots of grocers are featuring Wheaties and bananas now. Ask her to get some of each next time she goes to the store. Try that delicious breakfast combination tomorrow morning. You'll say it's swell. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Yesterday, when the Penguin was steaming away from the region of packed ice, a red rocket flared in the sky. A ship in distress, signaling for help. Captain Campbell headed back to the rescue at once. Now, we're on deck with Jack, Billy, and Betty. Listen.
We put him out already. It's about business, too.
Gee, how do you mean?
It's 10-1 we'll be in trouble ourselves before we're able to do any rescuing.
But the storm's over.
Hey, but we're headed straight for the packed ice. No ship can get through that. It's dangerous even to put in close to it. It's shifting and spreading all the time.
The captain won't turn back anyhow.
Of course he won't. Neither would I in his place. We'll send that rocket up. I shouldn't take time for it now, though.
We'll do it if you've got to take care of something else.
Sure. We can set off a rocket.
Then you shall. I've got to get Fenders over the side. We're liable to run afoul of some underwater ice before we get to the part that shows. I've got Fenders over already, but I want them all around the ship.
Just tell us where the rockets are.
You'll find them in the deck storeroom. That's the door straight ahead. They're in a chest against the bulkhead inside. Here's the key.
Thanks. We'll take care of it. Come on, Billy.
Wait. Take these matches. You won't find any of them with the rockets.
That's right. And we'll need them.
Be careful and send it straight up.
Okay.
Second one. He's on board. And the president is below. That's
the word. Gosh, he didn't sound very hopeful.
No. It's going to be tough, all right. But I'll bet Captain Campbell will find some way to get the men off that ship.
Yes, I'm sure he will.
He can't do what's not possible. If the ship's in among the packed ice floes, how will we ever get to it?
It may not be in very far.
It may not be in at all. It may have run into some of that underwater ice that Mr. McGregor spoke of.
Yeah.
Hey, it's dark in here. I'd better strike a match.
No, not where the rockets are. Wait, I'll feel around for the switch.
I think I found the chest.
Just a second. There. Yep, that's it. Here, I'll get it open.
Bunch of them.
One white one is all we need. And here's the framework. Just set it off in.
Well.
All right. Let's go.
I'll hold the door open.
Thanks, Betty.
Where will we set it off?
Anywhere on deck. Just so we're well clear of everything.
Right here in the waist is a good place.
Yeah. This is okay.
I'll light it.
Wait till I set it up. I'll give you the word.
Ooh, there goes another red one.
Say, that's much closer. We must be getting there.
The captain's probably driving the ship as fast as she'll go.
Those poor men. I'll let them go free. There's another ship this close.
Here's where we let them know. All right, Billy.
Okay.
Step back, Betty. Watch it, Billy.
Yes, you be careful.
Here goes. You've got it, Lynn. Jerk your hand away.
Ooh, yay. 12 feet.
Yep, straight up.
How about setting off another one?
No, they'll see that all right. There's no use wasting them.
They've seen us. They're sending up another red one right after us to let us know.
Golly, it can't be more than a quarter mile away now. I wonder what ship it could be.
The captain may know by this time. He must be watching it through his night glasses.
Then let's hustle back up on the bridge and get the dope.
Not yet. Let's find out if Mr. McGregor needs more help with those tenders.
Okay.
Hi there, lads. Nice work. You set off a good one.
Seaman is going to look for you, Mr. McGregor. We're ready to turn through on those tenders if you want us to.
There's no need, lad. The men can handle them. The captain's cut our speed down again, so we'll have time.
Have you seen the ship in distress yet?
No, but you can see the solid ice if you look dead ahead. Step over to the rail.
Come on. Let's...
All right.
Go on.
Hey.
Why? What a sight.
It almost takes your breath away. Those ice floes are heaped up there in a million different shapes.
A million is right. They stretch both ways as far as you can see.
Goodness, and they're only a few hundred yards away. We'll bump into them in another minute.
Or else we'll be caught between a couple that are floating loose. Look, they're all around us. Boy, this is a treacherous place.
It certainly is.
I think the captain's bringing the ship around. Yep, we're turning. He's not going any closer.
He'll have to go closer if we get to that ship.
I don't see it anywhere.
The captain must know where it is. He may be heading for it now, for all we know. We'll join him on the bridge and see.
Yeah, let's hurry. There's nothing we can do down here.
Oh, Professor Northrup.
Yeah, Professor.
I'm at your table. I was a bit worried about you. I'm very with you, Abe. Mrs. Northrup wondered where you'd gone, young lady.
Oh, does she want me to come below?
No, not especially. She's coming up on deck herself now that the storm's passed. So stay if you wish.
I'd like to. There's a ship in distress.
Yeah, the captain's heading to the rescue.
I know. I just saw Mr. McGregor. I hope he can do something. Prospect doesn't look favorable, though.
The captain will know what the chances are.
Back up on the bridge, are you? Well, I'll go, too.
Oh, we just got to do something. If a whole ship full of men are in danger.
Gee, what if we're too late? What if it's gone down already?
But they just sent up a red rocket.
Not in the past couple of minutes. And before that, they sent up four in pretty quick succession.
Possibly they're out of them. They may have sent up a lot before we came close enough to see them.
But they may have been in trouble for a long time.
Undoubtedly, they have been in among those ice floes.
McGregor!
Captain Campbell! I saw Mr. McGregor going in.
Yeah, he was working with the men and the fenders.
Good. That's what I wanted to know. I can trust him to attend to it, but I wanted to make sure we'll be needing those fenders before many minutes.
Much hope is there, Captain. Can we make the rescue?
Man, Northrup, how can I tell yet, man? We can only keep trying. There's hope, yes, if we don't get caught in the same fix ourselves.
Oh, then you're going to try to get through the packed ice?
Aye, we'll see if there's a way.
Gee, but you're going parallel to it now, Captain.
We're making scarcely any headway, as you'll notice, and we're drifting in broadside. The wind's blowing us closer, little by little. When we're nearly there, we'll swing about and nose in easy. We'll come against it at the right spot here, I figure.
You know the position of the other ship, then? You've sighted it?
Aye. I made it out through the glasses 5 minutes ago.
What ship is it, Captain? Could you tell?
That I could, Jock. It's a ship you know well. One we've all been hoping to see before this. But not in the fix she's in, by golly.
What? Captain, you mean it?
The Pelican, Captain Hand.
Oh, Captain.
Well, I thought the Pelican was miles ahead of us.
And so she was. But the storms brought us together again. And there she lies, less than 200 yards in from the edge of the park ice. You can make her out clear now.
Oh, yes, I see it.
So do I.
Yes, sir. But I say, how did Captain Hand get himself into such a fix? I thought he knew how to handle a vessel.
So he does. But he knows how to abuse one, too. When he's sailing home with a prize, I can guess what happened.
He tried to drive his ship too fast, eh?
Aye. He must have had her under forced draft all the way, even during the storm, taking chances like the fool he is. Then she went back on him. He lifted up against the ice. The storm drove other floes against him and wedged him there.
It's a wonder his ship wasn't better to pieces before he ever got her where she is.
Aye, it is that.
It's certain she suffered plenty of damage. If she's stove in badly, she may go down any minute.
It's not likely. If the floes are packed around her tight, they'll hold her up, even if she's leaking like a sieve.
But gosh, if they ever loosen up.
I aim to get to her before then, Jock.
How could you possibly do it when she's way back in?
We can only try, Betty, as I told you before. We'll nose into that mast and then crowd on steam and see what happens.
Gee, you think you can push the floes apart, eh? And break through?
Aye, for a short way anyhow. They're sometimes loose at the edge.
Those ought to be. They've just been driven in there by the storm. They haven't had time to freeze together solid.
We'll see, lad. We'll see.
You'll be taking a mighty big risk, Captain. We may be ground to pieces ourselves.
We've got to take that chance. It's my duty to do all in my power to rescue a ship that signals for help. No matter what ship it is.
I understand that. I just wondered if there wasn't some other way.
If there was, I'd take it. But there's not.
Ooh, we're drifting awfully close to the ice.
Aye, it's time to bring her about and head her straight in. Watch, and you'll see what happens.
Golly, I hope we can get through.
It'll be a miracle if we do. The danger is that we may go 25 or 30 yards and then get stuck. We'll be in no position to help the Pelican then. And we may not be able to get back out again ourselves. Our own engines are not in first-rate order, you know. However, I don't mean to criticize Captain Campbell. He knows best.
Look, we're heading straight in now.
The captain's
off?
Yes, we are. Grab the rail.
Boy, that was perfect. I hardly felt it.
That ice looked mighty solid, though.
Here's the real test. He's got the engines going full blast.
Yep, it's full speed ahead.
But we're not getting anywhere. The ice is not giving an inch.
You're right. It's no go.
Wait, give us time.
Shucks, he stopped them.
He had to. We're swinging broadside.
Look, with us, Corporal.
No use, eh?
I wouldn't say that. I'm not giving up.
You're going to bank away and try another spot.
I'm not. Our best chance is to strike a place where two blows have come together. Or there may be a place where they're still spread apart. We struck one in the middle here, and she's too solid for us to split.
I think it gave a little, but not absolutely solid. If you pick your spot, I'll bet we can get through.
We're not there yet. It's too dark to make the best choice now, and I don't want to jar the ship any more than I have to. We'll back away and stand by till daylight. Then, I'm thinking, we'll go able to save...
Oh, what was that?
Something happened on the Pelican. An explosion. Look. You can see a red glow.
Great Scott. She burst the boiler.
Aye, she's on fire. We've got to do something now and do it quick, or she'll burn to the water's edge with every man trapped on board.
So the Pelican catches fire. What can our friends do now to save Captain Hands and his men? Listen in at the same time tomorrow evening. Something exciting is going to happen. Don't miss out. And by the way, all you fellows and girls, the makers of Wheaties, Jack Armstrong, Billy and Betty, and all our other friends on the Jack Armstrong program are wishing every one of you and your fathers and mothers the very happiest New Year you have ever had. And we hope you fellows and girls who are just starting to follow the keen adventures of Jack Armstrong are planning to be with us every day of this coming year. For Jack Armstrong has lots of adventures ahead of him that he wants you to share. And all you fellows and girls who have been following Jack's adventures every day this year, we want to thank you for being our friends. And we hope you'll continue to be with us for another full year of fun and adventures. And so today, we're saying...
This is Jack Armstrong wishing all you fellows and girls the world's best New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
And that goes double for me. Come on now, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties? Whole wheat is the best food of men. They're crispy, they're crunchy the whole year through. Jack Hampton never tires of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
This is David Owen saying goodbye and wishing you a happy New Year from Jack Armstrong and the makers of Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of men. They're crispy, they're crunchy the whole year through. Jack Hampton never tires of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.